This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. So we are going to talk about quantum leaping and timeline jumping and what the heck that is and what it even means. So the best way that I like to explain quantum leaping is really simply just changing or moving from one energetic state to another. So really being able to change from one version of yourself to another version of yourself in any given moment or any given time. Now, I think that part of the maybe where people get a little hung up when it comes to quantum leaping or timeline jumping is that they expect every single thing around them and in their life to fully and completely change. And I actually like to explain this as the world tends to stay the same, but our perspective shifts and we are able to perceive it and receive it at a different level. And where this can sometimes become a little bit difficult is when we're trying to move from one energetic frequency or state to another. If we're hanging on to a lot of emotions or beliefs that don't support that, it can seem harder to jump into that new timeline or quantum leap onto that new path. And the best way that I like to explain this is in the work that I do, I like to describe our trapped emotions or our limiting beliefs or our limitations as being held in an energetic backpack that we wear throughout our entire lifetime. And anytime that we hit a moment where we can't handle processing or feeling an emotion, we suppress it because it doesn't feel safe to our nervous system to be able to really feel that emotion in that moment. So I like to explain it as we turn it into a little energetic pebble and we toss it into our energetic backpack so that we can deal with it at another time. And this is totally normal. This isn't something to be ashamed of or to be guilty for. Every single human on the planet does this. If we can't feel an emotion, we toss it into our energetic backpack, we suppress it into our subconscious, into our energy field to deal with at another time because that's just maybe what's best for us in that moment. It didn't serve us in that moment to be able to process and feel that emotion. And not only do we do this through our entire lifetime, but we can also inherit emotions and belief systems up to 7 generations back. So what happens is that parent traps that emotion preconception of us, and at conception, we take that on as our own. So we feel it as our own trapped emotion or belief, but we never really fully understand why, because it's inherited. And this can happen up to 7 generations back. And this is where generational healing comes from, because when we're able to release these inherited emotions or belief systems, we're able to end that cycle so that it ends with us, and then our children are their children. Children's children's children don't also inherit those same belief systems or trapped emotions, which is super freaking cool. But anyway, what can happen is sometimes our energetic backpack feels like it gets so heavy and weighed down with these lower frequency emotions. So if you understand the emotional frequency scale As an example, you probably have heard of different frequency healing or frequency music in Hertz. So love, as an example, vibrates in the 500s. Shame vibrates at 20. So the low vibe emotions and high vibe emotions actually come from where their energetic frequency is on the frequency scale. So what happens is when we suppress emotions, generally they're the ones that we're not really ready to feel. So we trap those lower frequency or low vibe emotions and we toss them into our backpack until they get to a point that they're just too heavy for us to carry anymore. That's usually when we hit that I'm done moment. I'm done feeling this way. I'm done attracting this. I'm done living Groundhog Day, month, year. I'm done living in that same cycle over and over and over again. And this is generally when quantum leaping or timeline jumping comes into our awareness or into our life, whether you realize it or not. So the work that I like to do, I do energy healing modalities to release those trapped emotions and trapped belief systems from my client's energetic backpack so that we can move forward, so that they feel worthy of receiving those higher vibrational or higher frequency emotions and beliefs, so that they feel worthy of and capable of timeline jumping into that next version of them that they know they're ready for. So this sometimes looks like manifestation when someone's trying to manifest stepping into a new version of them. That's also quantum leaping and timeline jumping. So what this looks like is really getting clear on how you want to feel, how that next version of you feels deep in their core, not at an ego level. So not how their ego wants to feel, not something that really is rooted in external validation or worth outside of you, but really that deep, deep, true self feeling of how you want to feel when you wake up in the morning, how you want your life to feel, and allowing yourself to be open to stepping into that, to welcoming it in. I want to give you a personal story actually about how I ended up here talking to you right now. So I had a quantum leaping moment. I had things stirring up, remnants of past limiting beliefs of being seen, feeling worthy of being seen, of feeling worthy of really sharing my message on a bigger scale and having it resonate and connect with more people. And I really feel like that is such a part of my purpose and my mission in this life, is to be able to bring the learning through self-healing and energy work that I have been through on my journey to as many people as possible. And I was having a day where I was frustrated with social media and I was like, I'm just not reaching the people that I know are ready to receive my message on the other end. And I was getting frustrated and angry. And I allowed myself to take a step back. I tapped in, I did some muscle testing on what trapped emotions or beliefs were coming up for me in that moment. I did some releasing. I took a moment, I took a break from it. I went outside, I did some breaths, I did my grounding practice that I had skipped that morning, and I just allowed myself time and space to just be in my body. And then I opened my hands up, I tilted my head up to the sky, and I just started saying the affirmations that started coming through me into my mind, into my awareness, into my energy field, and allowing myself to really feel them in my body and to feel what those being true felt like in my body. And one of the things that I said was something along the lines of, I am ready to share my voice, to be seen on a platform outside of social media. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know if it exists or where it exists, but I am ready to receive it. I am ready to welcome it into my reality. I am ready to step into the reality, into the version of myself where this is true, where this comes to me with ease, and I am ready to show up and to be seen. And I was crying. I felt it just resonate through every fiber and cell of my being that this was going to be my reality, that I was so ready. And I stood there on my deck in the sunshine, tears streaming down my face, not even knowing what this reality was, but that I was ready. I just knew I had had that moment where I was ready. And I had worked through some of the limitations that were coming up, the resistance to fully being seen as I am, really showing up, really sharing my full self, vulnerable, raw, self-recording this even. If you would have told me 4 months prior to that, okay, Becky, you're going to have your own TV show, I would have laughed and I said, yeah, right. If you would have told me 5 years ago, I would have said, absolutely not. And if this opportunity was presented to me, I would have said, no, because the fear of being fully seen as I am, of being heard, of even feeling confident enough in my voice wasn't there. I hadn't worked through those limitations. I hadn't taken all of those pebbles out of my energetic backpack. It was still too heavy and getting in the way of me feeling worthy to receive something like this. And what happened? Probably like maybe a week or so, not even, after I had that moment on my deck, I received a message from a friend of a friend of a screenshot of auditioning for this network. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's being presented to me. It feels good. I'm going to audition. And I set it aside because I wasn't super attached to this is the thing. I was just completely open. I fully surrendered to, I know that the path is going to find me. I felt it. I felt it in my body. I know what it feels like to really welcome that in. So I did my audition. I sent it off. I let it go. I actually kind of even forgot about it. And when I got the email that I was getting another call, I got excited, but I also didn't get attached to it because I was like, I still don't 100% know what this is. So let's see what happens with it. And then when I did that call, after I did my onboarding call, I cried again because I knew that this was part of that new timeline that I was welcoming in, the quantum leap. This was what I asked for, what I said I was ready to receive, handed to me on a silver platter of, here you go. Are you ready? Are you going to do it? And I said, yes. And I stepped onto that timeline because we all have free will. I could have chosen to say no. I could have chosen to stay on the old timeline where I was struggling, trying to get my voice out or not knowing what the next steps were. I could have let fear come up because obviously there was so much fear that still came up inside of me because I'm a human being. But I felt that fear and I said yes anyway, of I am going to grow through this. I am going to figure it out. I know I'm going to run into so many hurdles, but I know that it's in alignment. So I have to say yes.
To watch or listen to the rest of this episode of The Path of Alignment, make sure that you head to the link in the show notes to view it on New Reality TV. Thank you so, so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you on the next episode.